13. Half a block down, parked in front of the long abandoned Woolworths, Jack sat in his truck, sipping from a flask and watching the group on the sidewalk. The only one he couldn't identify was a slender woman in the kind of suit a businesswoman might wear on a trip. Her hair was short, the graying bangs a little ragged as if she had cut them herself. The case slung over her shoulder looked big enough to hold a shortwave radio. This woman watched as Sablo, the taco bender state cop, squired Mrs. Maitland away. The stranger then walked to her car, which was too nondescript to be anything but an airport rental. Hoskins thought briefly of following her, but decided to stick with the Andersons. It had been Ralph who brought him here, after all. And wasn't there some saying about going home with the girl you took to the dance? Besides, Anderson bore watching. Hoskins had never liked him. And since that snotty two-word evaluation a year ago, no opinion he'd written as if his shit didn't stink, Jack had detested him. He'd been delighted when Anderson tripped over his dick with the Maitland arrest, and it didn't surprise him to discover the self-righteous son of a bitch was now meddling in things better left alone. A closed case, for instance. Jack touched the back of his neck, winced, then started his truck. He supposed he could go home after he saw the Andersons inside, but he thought maybe he'd just park up the street and keep an eye on their house, see what happened. He had a Gatorade bottle he could piss in, and he might even be able to sleep a little, if the steady hot throb from the back of his neck would allow that. It wouldn't be the first time he'd slept in this truck. He'd done it on several occasions since the day the old ball and chain had walked out. Jack wasn't sure what came next, but he had a clear fix on the basic task to stop the meddling. The meddling in exactly what, he didn't know. Only that it had something to do with the Peterson boy and the barn in Canning Township. That was enough for now, and sunburn aside, possible skin cancer aside, he was getting interested. He felt that when the time came for the next step, he would be told.